Hi, everybody. Here's another Feldenkrais lesson. This one is reaching and rolling. To start off, please lie on your back. Lie comfortably on your back. Have your legs stretched out. Arms are resting down by the side. Feel the way that you're making contact with the floor. Feel the way that your spine is resting on the floor and the ribs, hips and shoulders. Notice how comfortable they are. Bring your attention to your legs, the way the legs are stretched out and lying on the floor, feeling their weight and the direction of the legs. Feel your arms and your shoulders, their weight, comfort, any differences you notice between the left and the right side. Let your head roll side to side a time or two. Your head rolls towards the left shoulder and then towards the right. Feel the quality of your neck rolling and feel if there's any difference from side to side. Does your head roll more easily or differently in one direction than the other? And let that go. And then bring your awareness to the quality of your breathing, feeling the inhalation and then your exhalation. Noticing the way that the belly and the chest can expand and then soften into the floor as you exhale. To start off this lesson, we'll test a couple of things. So to do our first test, take your left hand and sweep the left hand and arm up so they're resting on the floor, but now your left arm is next to your head or your left arm is next to your left ear. You can have your left arm anywhere that's comfortable. If next to your head is too much on the shoulder, just bring your left arm down a little bit. And with that left arm, start to stretch and reach like there was something just beyond the left fingertips, and then relax the shoulder and the arm. Repeat that a couple times. You stretch like you're just trying to touch something a little small distance away from the fingers and arms, and then relax the shoulder. As you repeat this movement, feel how your arm and shoulder are moving. You can feel the pull and the rotation a little bit in the right shoulder and the shoulder blade. Can you also sense how the ribs follow along? Do the ribs on the left side tend to participate? Maybe they fan out and then come together as you relax the arm. You can also feel if the spine tends to bend or move in any way as you straighten the arm and then relax it. Okay, and then bring the left arm back down to your side where it started out. Sweep the right arm out to the side and then up towards your head. And find a comfortable place to let your right arm rest. So the right arm is resting on the floor near your head or a little bit out to the side, depending on the comfort of your shoulder. Do the same thing with your right arm. Begin to reach, stretch the arm a little bit like you were trying to touch something just beyond the fingertips, and then relax the arm. Gentle, easy movement. Feel the places that you move when you stretch and reach the right arm like this. You can feel the shoulder blade and the joint in the arm opening up and then softening. And if you feel down further into the ribs, a little bit deeper inside the body, can you feel if the ribs and spine are also moving along with the reaching of the right arm? Can notice if anything is happening in the neck or the head or the hips, any kind of other movements that go along with the reaching and stretching of the right arm. And then leave your right arm up there and then sweep the other arm up. So now you have both arms overhead but also on the floor. And a couple of times begin to stretch both arms like you're trying to touch something just beyond the fingertips of both hands and then relax the arms. Feel how you move now. You can feel the shoulder blades moving, what happens in the chest, in the belly, the spine? Does the pelvis roll or move in any way? Do the legs lengthen or get shorter? Are you only moving in the shoulders right now? And then bring your arms down, back by your side. Take in a full breath, expanding the chest and the belly. And then exhale, let yourself sink a little bit more deeply into the floor. Roll your head side to side a couple more times just to open up the neck and the chest. And then let that go. Leave your left leg straight and slowly bend your right knee and put your right foot flat on the floor. So the right knee is pointed towards the ceiling. Your right foot is flat on the floor. And the hips are flat on the floor. Very slowly, start to press your right foot into the floor and begin to roll more weight onto your left hip. The right hip will peel away from the floor and start to head towards the ceiling a little bit as you roll the pelvis to the left. And then start to roll your pelvis back and return it to the floor so the pelvis and the hips are flat on the ground. And then repeat. We'll do this movement a number of times. You start out by pressing the right foot into the floor. You begin to roll your hips over to the left side as much as you'd like, just the easiest amount. And then you'll switch directions and bring the right hip back down onto the floor. We'll keep repeating this movement, rolling your hips a little bit to the left and then bringing them back to where you began. Your right knee will stay pointed towards the ceiling the whole time as you press the right foot into the floor. You'll feel the right hip joint opening up. It's like there's a springed hinge inside of the right hip joint, letting the pelvis roll one way, but keeping the knee pulled back a little bit. And then you relax the pelvis, you bring it back down onto the ground. Start to time the movement. So you're rolling to the left as you inhale, and let yourself inhale into the belly. Let your belly expand out and get big. Out to the left side, it will pull the pelvis along with it. After you're done inhaling, as you exhale, you let the belly soften and the pelvis rolls back down onto the ground. You pause for a moment, inhale again into the belly, let it expand out to the left. It starts to pull the pelvis over to the left. Your right knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. Your right foot continues to push into the ground until you exhale, and then you slowly let the hips come back down. As the pelvis is rolling to the left, feel the turning and twisting that's happening in the low back. The lumbar area turns and twists a little bit. As you listen more deeply into the center of the spine and up towards the ribs, can you feel how much of your ribs and spine begin to twist and turn up into the mid-back, in between the shoulder blades, and all the way up to the neck? Leave the right shoulder on the floor. Both shoulders will stay on the floor. In between the shoulder blades, the spine turns and the ribs turn and twist. The collarbones and sternum may move and twist and turn a little bit as you roll the pelvis to the left and then come back. Let your head follow along. So as the pelvis rolls and the spine twists and turns, your head at the end of the line will start to roll over towards the left shoulder and then come back to the center. And then pause for a moment, letting the right hip rest on the floor. Keep the right knee bent and the left leg straight. Taking a big full breath, expanding the belly and the chest, and then exhaling and letting yourself sink into the ground a little bit more. Begin to do that same movement again, slowly, as you inhale into the belly, pressing the right foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis to the left. Both shoulders are staying on the ground as the spine is rolling and twisting in between the shoulders. The next time you roll to the left, let your head roll to the right, so your chin will roll towards the right shoulder as the rest of you is rolling towards the left, the right knee staying pointed towards the ceiling. As you exhale, you lower the pelvis, the ribs, the spine back onto the floor. You'll pause for a moment when you come back, and then repeat the rolling with the next inhalation. You're following the tempo of the breathing, and make sure the breathing is soft and simple. Feel if you're holding the breath anywhere in the throat or the jaw, the chest or the belly, the diaphragm, and then if you feel you're holding anywhere, just soften that area up and continue the movement. Okay, and then lower your pelvis down, stretch out your right leg, and take a rest. Feel the way that you're lying on the floor now. Notice if there's any differences in the way that your back is contacting the ground. Any changes in comfort in your spine or ribs, the shoulders or the hips. And then very gently bend the left knee and put your left foot flat on the floor with your knee pointed towards the ceiling. Make sure the left foot is some distance away from the right knee, maybe about the width of two hands. So the left foot and right knee aren't right next to each other. There's some space in between. Your arms are down by your sides. Very gradually begin to press the left foot into the floor. Roll your pelvis to the right a little bit. You don't have to go very far in the beginning. And then return the pelvis back to the floor. And repeat the movement of pressing the foot into the floor. It's like you're trying to push the floor away from you with the left foot. You're rolling more weight onto the right hip. The left hip peels away, starts to move up towards the ceiling and a bit over to the right. And then you lower the hip back down. Begin to time the movement with the inhalation. You inhale into the belly expands out to the right. You start to roll the pelvis to the right. The back will be arching a little bit. Your left knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. And then as you exhale, you'll lower your left hip back onto the floor. Keep repeating this movement slowly. Leave the left shoulder on the floor. Feel how far the twisting and turning is traveling up from the low back, climbing into the ribs and the upper part of the spine. And as the turning and twisting gathers up in between the shoulders, you can let the ribs turn, the spine, the sternum, the collarbones, everything in between the two shoulders can twist and turn a little bit to help the pelvis move, and both shoulders stay on the ground the whole time. Continuing the movement, also let your head roll towards the right shoulder. As the pelvis rolls to the right, you can feel the left hip joint opening up more and more to allow you to keep the left knee pointed towards the ceiling. Your spine should be twisting and your back should also be arching as you push the belly out. Every time you come back, you let the belly relax and sink back towards the spine, and you let the spine and ribs sink back into the floor. As you do the next few movements, begin to let your head roll the opposite way of the rest of your body. As you roll and twist your torso and pelvis to the right, let your head roll to the left to look over the left shoulder. The head's just rolling on top of the floor. You're not lifting the head. Body's twisting one way, the head's twisting and turning the other. Timing the movement with the length of the inhalation and the exhalation. Every time your spine and back are flat on the floor, try and let the whole backside of you soften and relax before doing the next movement. That's good. And then bring the left hip back down onto the floor. Straighten out the left leg. Roll your head side to side a couple of times to open up the neck and the shoulders. Bring your head back to the center, taking a big full breath, expanding the chest, the belly, the ribs. And then as you exhale, softening all of your body into the floor, relaxing a bit more. Please bend your right knee now and have your right foot flat on the floor. Your left leg is long and straight. With your left hand, you're going to sweep your left hand out to the side and find a place where your left arm can be either next to your head on the floor or a little bit more out to the left side, depending on your shoulder comfort. So only have your arm in a place where the shoulder can be the most comfortable. The left leg is long, the right knee is bent. The right foot is flat on the floor. Your left arm is stretched out near your head, and the right arm is down by your side. To start this movement, begin to slowly stretch the left arm like we did before in the beginning. So you kind of reach like there was something just beyond your fingertips that you wanted to touch. And then relax the arm. And do this movement a few more times, just stretching. And feeling how in the ribs and the spine, feel how the left side of the ribs will elongate a little bit, and maybe your spine bends to the right. As the spine bends to the right, more the arm can extend, and then as you relax the arm and the chest and the spine, everything comes back to the center. Add to this movement, the next time that you reach and stretch that left arm, begin to press your foot into the floor and begin to roll the pelvis a little bit to the left, like you were doing before. Keep your knee pointed towards the ceiling, so now you're rolling the pelvis and stretching the arms simultaneously as you inhale and expand the belly. The back is arching, the lower back muscles contract a little bit to help you inhale and arch the back, and then as you exhale and soften the belly, you'll let the right hip come back onto the floor and let the arm come back to wherever it wants to be in a resting place. Repeating this movement, feel how you can help extend the arm by pressing the right foot into the floor. The left arm extends and gets stronger and longer by the pressure that you're applying into the floor with the right foot and by the twisting that's traveling through the pelvis, the spine, and the ribs. It's sort of corkscrewing through the body, this pathway from the right foot through the pelvis, through the spine, the ribs, up to the left shoulder, which helps the left arm reach and extend. Continue to do this movement and feel if you can leave the right shoulder on the floor. In between the two shoulder blades, you can twist and turn. Your head will also roll to the left, but the right shoulder stays on the floor. And as you lower the pelvis, you relax everything, letting your body fully relax each time you come back. And then engaging again as you repeat another movement. Your head can roll to the left, and when your head rolls to the left, let your head tip backwards a little bit so your eyes and nose can begin to look up towards the fingertips. And then you'll lower the hip and bring your head back to the center, looking up at the ceiling. Repeating the movement, timing it with the breathing. The shoulders stay on the floor, the left arm reaches, the right foot is pressing into the floor. Do a couple more movements and let your head roll to the opposite side. Your head will roll to the right shoulder as the pelvis rolls to the left and you reach with the left arm. Okay. And then slowly bring your left arm back down by your side. Lengthen the right leg and take a rest. Feel the way that you're lying on the floor now. Feel if there's any difference in the way that your back and ribs and spine are contacting the floor now. Notice the difference between the two shoulders and arm. One arm you were just doing a whole lot of reaching with, stretching and relaxing. The other arm was down by the side. Feel if there's a difference in the way that the two shoulders and arms are resting on the floor. Does one side feel more comfortable or heavier or flatter on the floor compared to the other? Slowly bend your left knee, put your left foot flat on the floor. Have the left foot about a foot away from the right knee, so there's some distance in between the two. Take your right arm and sweep your right arm up and have your right arm resting on the floor, supported by the floor next to your head or a little bit out to the side, doing whatever's most comfortable for the right shoulder. Start the movement by just stretching the right arm, reaching with it like there was something just beyond the hand that you wanted to touch, and stretch and reach and then relax the arm and the ribs on that side. Repeat this movement and feel how, as you reach with the right arm, the right ribs will fan out a little bit. Your spine may bend to the left, and you can feel how the left ribs squeeze a little bit and shorten on the left side. And you relax the movement. The next time you reach with the right arm, begin to push into the floor with the left foot this time. Roll your pelvis over to the right. Reach with the right arm. The left shoulder is going to stay on the floor. And then as you exhale, you'll let your left hip come back to the ground. Let the right arm relax. Repeat the movement. Inhaling every time you roll to the right, letting your belly expand out, like your belly's leading the way and it pulls the pelvis along with it. The left knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. The left hip joint opens up a lot. Stretch with the right arm. And then as you exhale, you'll lower the pelvis back to the floor and pause for a moment. Repeat the movement. Begin to let your head also roll towards the right arm. And once your head and eyes and nose are facing the right arm, tip your head back a little bit so your eyes can see the fingers. So the back of your head goes backwards. The nose points towards the fingers. And then as you lower the hip, the left hip back onto the floor, you'll bring your head back to the center. Timing it all with the breathing. You roll to the right as you inhale. Whenever you exhale, you begin to come back and slowly disengage all the muscles that you used for that last movement. The next time that you do the movement, begin to let your head now roll to the left. So you do everything that you were doing before with the rest of your body, but just let your head roll to look over the left shoulder. Pushing the belly out, softening the belly as you lower the hip. Good. And then bring your head back to the center. Lower the left hip down. Bring your right arm down towards your side. Lengthen the legs and take a rest. Notice any difference with the way that your spine and ribs are contacting the floor. Can you feel if your hips and legs are resting on the floor any differently than the beginning of the lesson? Slowly bend your right knee again. Put your right foot flat on the floor. Your left leg is going to stay long and straight and relaxed. The right knee is pointed towards the ceiling. The right foot is flat on the floor. Sweep your left arm out to the side again. Find a comfortable place for your left arm to be resting on the floor, either next to your head or a little further out to the side. The right hand is staying down by your right hip. Go back to the movement that we were doing a moment ago. You begin to press your right foot into the floor. The pelvis rolls to the left. The right hip joint opens up. You reach and stretch the left arm. Your head will roll to the left to look towards the left arm and the left hand. And then when you come back, you let your head come back to the center. You lower the right hip. The next time you begin to twist your body to the left, let your head roll to the right. And start to slide your right hand down in the direction of your right foot. You're stretching the right hand towards the right foot letting your head and eyes roll in that direction, and then you'll bring your head back to the center. You'll lower the hip. And then let your head roll the other way. So pelvis and spine twist and turn and arch to the left. You let your head and neck roll towards the left hand. And let your eyes search for the fingers of the left hand. And then you'll lower the pelvis and the head comes back to the center. And the next time your body rolls and twists to the left, let your head roll to the right. And let the right hand begin to reach towards the right foot in that direction. So you're alternating. One time your head and eyes roll to look at the left hand. And then the next time your head and eyes will roll to look at the right hand. Your torso, your pelvis, keep doing the same movement. You can feel how the arching and the rolling can help you reach towards the left hand, or it can help you reach with the right hand. The right knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. The belly expands as you inhale. You'll feel the back arching. The low back muscles will be contracting a little bit to help you do that. You try and fully relax each time you lower the pelvis back onto the floor. Working with the timing of the breathing. And pause for a moment. Bring the left arm down. Straighten the right leg. Bend your left knee. Put your left foot flat on the floor with the left knee pointed towards the ceiling and the right leg is straight now. Sweep the right arm up by your head, resting on the floor, someplace comfortable. The left arm is still resting down by the left hip. We'll roll to the other side now. Begin to press into the floor with the left foot. Push the belly out to the right as you inhale. Stretch and reach with the right arm. Let your head roll to look at the right hand and fingers. The neck arches a little bit to let the head slide back. And then you'll lower the pelvis as you exhale. When you do the movement again, let your head roll to the left this time and let the left hand slide down towards the toes. It's like your eyes and nose are trying to see what that left hand is doing. And then as you exhale, you'll come back and begin to alternate. One time letting your head roll towards the right hand to look up at the right fingers. The next time the head and eyes will roll to look at the left fingers. Notice again how the twisting and arching that's happening in the spine and back and ribs, it helps you in either direction. It makes it easy to reach and stretch the right hand, but it also makes it easy to reach and stretch with the left hand. So both ways, the belly, the spine, the ribs, take on the same configuration to help you achieve either movement. Feel if you can reach just a little bit more each time. Maybe let the back bend and arch and twist a tiny bit more. You're not lifting the head. The back of the head is just rolling on the floor, either to the left or to the right. The movement gets smoother and smoother as you connect more with the timing of the breathing. Excellent. And then slowly bring the arm down by the side, lengthen the leg, and take a rest. Feel if there's any changes in the way that your legs and spine and ribs and head and arms are contacting the floor. Feel if the movement that we've done so far, if it's changed the breathing. When you feel the ribs and the belly expand as you inhale and then soften as you exhale, do they feel more harmonious? Are they more connected? Is it easier to breathe in and breathe out? Roll your head left and right a couple of times, side to side. Notice if there's any difference or change in quality of the head and the neck as you roll from left to right. And then bring your head back to the center. This time, bend your right knee and have your right foot flat on the floor. Your left leg is long. Sweep the left arm again, out to the side and then bring it up a little bit closer to your head, only having the arms somewhere where it's comfortable in the shoulder. Take your right hand and put your right hand on top of your head. So your right hand, the palm of your right hand, is on the crown of your head, like a hat. The right elbow will be out to the right. With your right palm gently resting on top of your head, on the crown of your head, the fingers of your right hand will be maybe resting a little bit on the left side of the temple there on your head. And now, start off doing a very gentle movement of using the right arm to pull your head a little bit to the right. It's like your right ear travels towards the right shoulder a tiny bit, and then push your head back to the center with the right arm. So do that tiny movement, just with your right arm. Your right arm pulls the head a little bit to the right, so the right ear gets closer to the right shoulder, and then your right arm pushes your head back to the middle where you began. Add to that movement, the next time you gently pull your head a little bit to the right, start to stretch your left arm up on the floor as before. So you're doing the combination of bending your head and spine a tiny bit to the right and stretching the left arm and then guiding your head back to the center with your right hand. The next time you bend to the right, begin to press your right foot into the floor and slowly roll your pelvis to the left. Do a very tiny movement in the beginning. Your pelvis is rolling to the left like we did before, the belly's pushing out, and your head is sliding over to the right. Your spine begins to bend more like the shape of a C over to the right. And then as you lower the pelvis back onto the floor, you gently guide your head and spine back to the center where you began with the right hand. Keep repeating this movement. Just do a small, easy movement. You stretch the left arm. You start to use your right arm to pull your head and spine to the left. As your head slides to the right, could you keep the face pointed towards the ceiling so your head isn't rolling left or right? Your eyes and nose stay pointed at the ceiling as you start to bend the spine and reach with the left arm. The right knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. Your pelvis is rolling over to the left and then coming back as you exhale and soften the belly and the chest and let yourself sink into the floor more each time as you lower the body. When you start the movement off very slowly, just gradually engaging all the muscles, stretching with the left arm. The right arm is helping your spine bend to the right. The belly is expanding out to the left. The right hip is peeling away from the floor. The right knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. And then you come back. Do one more movement like that. It's a very complex movement because you can feel how you're side bending. Your spine is also twisting and you're arching. And then you come back to the center, relax everything, and then go ahead and straighten the right leg. Slowly bring the arms down by the side and take a rest for a moment. You can roll your head side to side a few times to open up the neck and the chest and the shoulders. Please bend your left knee. Put your left foot flat on the floor. Right leg stays long. Sweep your right arm out to the side so your right arm is next to your head on the floor in a comfortable place. Take your left hand. Put your left hand on top of your head, on the crown of the head, not the forehead, but the top of the head, like where you'd have a hat. Left elbow is out to the left. Start this movement just by stretching the right arm, just reaching, again, like there was something beyond the hand, beyond the fingertips that you're trying to touch, and then relax the shoulder. Just stretching a couple times and feel how when you lengthen the right arm like this, you can feel you're automatically more and more bending the spine to the left and letting the ribs open up on the right side and then coming back. Begin to let the left hand help out by pulling your head over to the left as you reach with the right arm. The left ear travels towards the left shoulder and let the whole spine bend The ribs on the left side squeeze together as the right one's open, and you extend the arm a little further, and then you guide the head back to the center. Relax the arm. This time when you do the movement, add in pressing with the left foot. Press into the floor with the left foot, roll the pelvis to the right, pull the head to the left, reach with the right arm. As you inhale, and then whenever you exhale, you relax everything. Your head comes back to the center, the pelvis lowers onto the floor. Repeat this movement at your own pace. Make sure your head's sliding. Your head, the back of your head is sliding across the floor. You're not lifting the head. And then you guide your head back. Pause for a moment when you come back to the center. We're going to do one more variation. Leave your right arm where it is. We're going to change where the left hand is. So take your left hand and have your left hand behind your head so your head is resting heavily on top of your left hand, on the palm of the left hand. Left elbow still out to the side. Do the movement we were just doing, pressing the left foot into the floor, rolling your hips to the right, stretching and reaching with the right arm. Use your left hand to pull your spine to the left, but let your head roll. As your head is traveling to the left, let your head roll so the eyes can look up at the right fingertips, and then guide your head back to the center, and your head will roll to look at the ceiling. Repeat that again. So your left hand is helping guide your head and spine to the left, but this time you let your head roll towards the right shoulder and then let the eyes look up at the right hand that's reaching. Pushing the belly out, arching the back even more. The left knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. When you exhale, you come back. You let everything rest. And then repeat that movement. Your head is heavy on top of the left hand. The neck is soft so the head can easily roll to look up at the right hand. The back, the neck, the whole spine, the ribs are arching back as the belly goes forward. The next time you lower the left hip back onto the floor, take your right hand and put your right hand behind your head. So your head is now rested on the palm of the right hand. Extend the left arm, so the left arm is up near your head on the floor. And then switch the legs, so you straighten the left leg, and then bend the right knee and have the right foot flat on the floor. I'll repeat all that. So your left arm is now extended up near your head. Your right hand is behind the back of your head with your head heavily resting on top of the right palm. Your right knee is bent and your right foot is flat on the floor. So it's just the opposite of what we just did. And then start with an inhalation and begin to press the right foot into the floor, push the belly out to the left. Use the right hand to guide your head backwards. It pulls your head to the right. And as your head's going to the right, your head rolls to look at the left hand that's reaching and stretching. And then as you exhale, your right hand guides your head back to the center. You lower your hip back down on the floor. And then repeat that movement. Inhaling, pushing the belly out, rolling the pelvis to the left, stretching the left arm out. The right hand is pulling your head to the right, guiding your neck and spine over to the right. You let your head roll to look at the fingertips of the left hand. And then as you exhale, you guide your head back to the center and try and relax all the musculature that you enlisted for that last bit of movement. And try the movement just a couple more times on your own, going slowly, really timing it with the breath. Enjoying the complexity of the movement that's happening in the spine as you're arching and twisting and bending, and you're listening to a lot of different coordinates in the body. That's great. Congratulations. That's a very complex movement. Go ahead and bring the arms gently down by your side. Straighten out the legs. Take a rest. And feel the way that you're lying on the floor now. Notice any changes that have happened in the way that you're connected to the ground. Is the spine more comfortable? Is the spinal column lying more fully on the ground? Is the breathing easier? Are your shoulders resting more fully on the ground right now? Roll your head side to side a couple times. Notice if there's any differences in the quality of the rolling of your head and neck. Bring your head back to the center. So some of the things that we did in the beginning, we'll see if they've changed. So one of the things that we did was sweep the left arm out to the side and have the left arm resting on the floor up by the head. Feel if it's even easier just to bring your arm up right now. And then a couple of times, stretch the left arm out. Again, like you're reaching for something beyond the fingertips, and then relax. And then feel if the movement is different now than it was in the beginning. As you stretch and reach the arm, can you feel more of the ribs participating? Maybe the spine bends a little bit more, or the pelvis moves. So more parts of the body joining in to make it easier for the left arm to reach. Bring the left arm down and sweep your right arm up on the floor overhead someplace comfortable, and then a couple of times stretch and reach with the right arm. And feel if that's different. Is it easier now to lengthen the arm? Can you feel how the whole right side of your body lengthens? And the left side might feel like it's softening or shortening to allow the right arm to reach easier than it did before. And then the last movement we did, you'll have both arms overhead on the floor. Simultaneously reach and stretch both arms and feel if this movement has not only gotten easier, also notice if the ribs and spine are participating more. You can maybe feel that the back is arching, the pelvis might be rolling, the chest might be lifting, all these things working together to help the arms stretch and reach a little bit more. Very good. And then bring your arms back down to your side. Slowly roll onto one of your sides. Pause for a moment. Take your time and come up to sitting and then standing. When you're coming up to sitting and standing, could you let your head hang towards the floor the whole time? You relax the back of the neck, let your head be heavy. As you come up through sitting and standing, let your pelvis be the first thing that travels up towards the ceiling, and your head is the very last thing that finds its place on top of your shoulders as you're standing up straight. Once you're standing, pause here for a moment with the arms down by the side. Relax the shoulders a little bit more so that the shoulders will be coming slightly forward. And feel how long and heavy the arms are now. Very slowly, let one of your arms start to travel up towards the ceiling in front of you. And feel if the arm feels lighter and freer to move up towards the ceiling. You could move your arm around a little bit overhead and feel if you're more free in the shoulder and the ribs and the spine. The arm feels more flexible and fluid. And then bring that arm down and test out the other arm. Let it float out in front of you and then up towards the ceiling. Feel if the arm feels easier to move upwards. And then if you move the arm, circle it around or wave it around a little bit above your head. You can feel if your arm is more free, easy, flexible. And then bring that arm down. And let your head look left and right while you're standing. And feel if your head and spine and shoulders are turning and twisting more easily as you look over one shoulder and the other. And then take a moment to walk around a little bit. Feel if walking is different than before, if your balance is more even, if your body feels more fluid and comfortable as you're walking around. Okay, good work. And that's the end of this lesson.